It doesn't look anything like a police station, but this flat in Rotterdam is on a Chinese list of overseas missions used for consular activities like extending passports and driver's licenses, but also to do police work, like sending home Chinese nationals accused of committing crimes. But it goes further than that, according to a Spanish civil rights group, which says it has evidence that these stations also spy on dissidents and intimidate them.
These tactics include threats and harassment of family, detention of family members, covert agents, or these kind of stations being involved in tracking people directly wherever they are around the world.
Activist Wang Yingju says a person claiming to work at an overseas police station in Rotterdam contacted him earlier this year.
He said he's from Chinese Overseas Service, and he asked me to go to Rotterdam immediately. And he asked me thinking about my parents. And he also asked me to go back to China, solve my problem.
Wang, who says he's wanted in China for political activity, says he broke off the contact after he felt threatened. Al Jazeera can't independently verify his claims. The Dutch foreign minister has ordered the Chinese ambassador to close the undeclared consular stations since they did not apply for an official license. But China denies the service centers are illegal police stations.
What I can tell you is that according to what we know, the institutions you mention are not police stations or police service centers. Their activities are meant to assist local Chinese citizens who need to renew expired driving licenses online and provide health checkup services.
This address is one of 30 listed by a Chinese website as one of Fuzhou's overseas police stations. But when we spoke to the daughter of the man accused of running it, she denies any consular activities are taking place. And she says there's certainly no intimidation or harassment coming from this apartment.
I just want to say, no, it's not true. I don't know what people are talking about. And I feel very offended because this is like happening. Our private life is like, we don't know what to do because we can... I don't know what to say because only this is the first thing for me and for my family as well.
In the UK, the government also takes the report very seriously and they started an investigation.
The protection of people in the United Kingdom is of the utmost importance, and any attempt to illegally repatriate any individual will not be tolerated.
Government investigators will now have to find evidence if this is what has been happening at what China calls its overseas service centres. Stap Vaassen, Al Jazeera in Rotterdam.